And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio are two very special guests. Brett and David Wilcox are here to talk about a pretty amazing adventure that they're shortly going to undertake. David is Brett's 15-year-old son, and they're both going to run across America. David, why don't you tell us a bit about where this idea came from?
Okay, well, when I was younger, like a few years ago, I saw this article in some internet or runner's thing somewhere, and it was about this girl called Jazzy Jasmine, and she was the young, she was running at the age of 17, and she was the youngest girl ever to run across America. And when I heard about that, I got really excited, and I just thought, oh, wow, I want to do that. And I just started thinking about all the possibilities, like what would come from it, like how cool it'd be just to do it. And I never, like at that stage, I never really thought I was actually going to do this. But as time passed, I kept on mentioning that, and it got a bit more serious every time. And then my parents got together and they decided that if I get committed enough, we are going to do this. So they sat down and had a serious talk about, like, what could happen, what good stuff would happen, and they told me to, like, decide on what to do to be really committed or not committed at all and not do it. So I decided that we were going to do this, and I've just been getting ready ever since.
Now, this is a family affair. I should mention you have a sister as well and a mother, as you mentioned. And Brett and David, the whole family's going to be participating. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, my dad and I will be running, and my mom and my little sister, they'll be like the support crew, drive around people. And
well, how many miles are you anticipating you'll cover a day?
My dad's hoping to do around like 15 miles a day. I'm hoping that we can do a bit more, but that seems like a good base goal for that.
Where are you going to start from, and where are you going to end up?
We're starting in Huntington Beach, California, and I'm not really sure. Have we gotten the whole route planned out completely yet?
It's still an organic affair. It's in the process. We're waiting to see what people come up and say, hey, you need to go here, you need to go there. We are definitely running through St. Louis because that's the capital of Monsanto, and we're running through Washington, D.C. Beyond that, everything is open. We're going to start out in Huntington Beach, go along Route 66-ish, and go from there.
Well, since you brought up Monsanto, we should probably talk about the focus of this run. You came up, David, with the idea. You were inspired, and you pushed for it. And then your family decided to do something a little more.
Well, when we were getting ready to do this, we were trying to think of a cause to do this, because if it was just a few people running across the country, it wouldn't be as good as people with a set cause trying to help people. So we were just looking for a cause, and then we found the GMO subject, and it was really exciting. We heard all this stuff about it, and after a while, we decided that's what we were going to do.
So how is this working? How are you connecting this issue, which is GMO labeling and sustainable agriculture and that sort of thing, with your run?
Well, we're just going to be supporting it. Like, along the way, we'll be, like, just trying to raise awareness about it and just trying to help the cause for it.
Yeah, a good share of our marketing effort is to people who have the same belief and same values in protecting the environment. And so we're going out through Facebook and saying, here's what we're doing, this is happening. And people get very excited when they go to our campaign on Indiegogo and they see what we've got going on there. They say, wow, this is inspiring. These guys are true Americans. Lots of cool comments like that.
So I assume you're probably hoping for some media coverage of some sort, social media, maybe other media outlets.
We've actually worked with a radio and TV interview report. We're going to have big advertisements in that report going out to, I believe it's 4,000 TV and radio managers, producers, over the next six months starting in January. So we anticipate a lot of media.
And so you're raising funds through Indiegogo because it's going to, cost a lot to do this.
Yes.
About how much? What? How much do you need?
We figure about $50,000, and that doesn't cover the cost of us quitting our jobs and not having any income there at all. So it's going to be really pricey.
Well, how is the campaign going so far?
It's got a really strong start. And we are so busy doing our lives now that we haven't been able to promote the campaign the way we'd like to. So any moment we have, we're trying to get back to the campaign, get the word out, and do what we're doing. I was talking to a marketing specialist with Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps a couple of days ago, and he says, Brett, when I saw the video, he says, it was frickin' brilliant. That was quoting him. And it is. Our good friend in town, Owen Kindig, produced the video. It's very compelling. It's very motivating. It's very inspiring. So we're grateful for what he did and for the way he's getting the message out there in such a positive way.
Well, what's your time frame? When are you hoping to start off?
Well, we'll be starting in January, early January, and we're hoping that'll take around 7 months. So that's pretty much all the time that we have estimated right now.
We launch from Huntington Beach on January 18th.
Okay, so folks have until January 18th to help contribute, probably ongoing.
The campaign runs until the end of January.
Okay. And, you know, David, you mentioned about training for this. Now, you already run, what, 15 miles a day, give or take?
Well, during the weekdays, I wake up in the morning and I do shorter runs. Like, if I can wake up early enough, usually I'll do like 5 or more miles in the morning, and then after I'll do, it's not really set, but it can be shorter or longer after school. But on the weekends I can do, like, because of the time that I have, I usually do in between like 15 and 20 miles every weekend.
January is coming up pretty quickly as the actual reality gets closer and closer. Becomes less of a dream, more of an actuality. How are you feeling?
Well, I feel like I'm in shape. This weekend, we're going to do a fundraising run at Moeller Field, and our goal is to run at least a marathon, and we've had some people pledge a certain amount of money per lap, so that's the plan on how we're going to fundraise during that.
Now, a lot of running is psychological. Mm-hmm. How's your psyche doing? How are you feeling?
I think I'm doing good. I haven't really, like, gotten to, well, a few months ago I got into, like, this stage where I was, like, really stressed out about training and stuff, but then I started training more, and I think I'm doing pretty good.
David and Brett, what are your hopes for this?
Well, at first, we researched and looked around the internet trying to find other people who had done it, and we thought that I was going to be the youngest person to have ever done it, and that was a really cool thing. But then we learned about this guy called Tobias Cotton, and when he was 15, his family was in poverty. His dad was an auto mechanic, and a car fell on him and pretty much crushed him and made him unable to work. So he heard about this race called the Great American Foot Race, and it was a race from one end of America to the other side. And so the first place person would get a $25,000 reward. And so when he heard about that, he thought he could help his family by doing that and trying to get first. So he convinced his family to let him go. And at first there was like 160 or 70 competitors around there.
198, I believe.
190. Okay. And by the end, there was only about 30.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And he was the last of those people, but he completed it in last place of everyone who did complete it. So he was, like, his dreams were lost. He didn't help his family at all. But then a guy called William Bojangles Robinson, I think, he heard about this, and he organized a big play in his, like, benefit sort of thing. and all of the proceeds went to his family and helping them get out of poverty. And in the end, he got a diamond-studded gold medal for doing something so great for his family.
So that story inspired you to do something great for your family.
Well, when I heard that story, I already had my mindset that we were going to do this. So all it did was, at first I was really sort of disappointed that I wasn't going to be the youngest person. But when I heard his story and why he did it, and it was just, if I had to be beat by someone, it would be him.
And, you know, you'll be the second youngest. And that's no small shakes either. And really quickly, Brett, what are your hopes for this experience?
We're excited to have an awesome family experience. And we're excited to join with all the millions of people out there who are excited to get a clean and healthy food supply, environment, and a cleaner political system.
Okay, and folks can go to Indiegogo. How do they do that?
Indiegogo.com, and then in the search bar you can just type in GMO, and that will take you to our campaign. The full name of the campaign is Running for a GMO-Free USA.
Well, good luck, Brett and David, on your adventure.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
I've been joined in the studio by Brett and David Wilcox, father and son, and actually family team, going to be running across America, campaigning or promoting GMO-free foods and things of that nature. Thank you.